Item number 29.
Item number 29 from the Director of Benefits, Department of Human Resources, on behalf of Risk Management, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the planned utilization of budgeted funds for temporary employee services to support the Family Medical Leave Program. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Hanchick.
Chairman, Supervisors, this item ties back to an action taken in the budget. If you recall, I believe it was Supervisor Barkowski who had asked for reporting back on use of the funds put in contingency. This is exactly one of the uses that I gave in testimony that we intended for this funds. Essentially, we have a backlog coming in on the FML side, and to continue to maintain compliance, we basically need to bring in some temp support to help get over the hump on this. This is by no means a long-term solution. That's something that we're still working on. But per the budget adoption, we are required to provide notice via report prior to accessing the funds.
And how many temporary workers would be?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the $6,000 that I've given notice on in this is based on one temp contractor at roughly $800 per week for a period of 5 to 6 weeks. And then there's some additional buffer, about $1,200 left over that. The rationale for the additional is, one, if we need some additional time to carry us over before the next committee cycle to report any additional use, and two, the $800 estimate is based on basically the level of temp that we brought in the last time that we needed some assistance, where it was primarily data entry type level rather than a little bit more of a professional service level. This gives us some flexibility if a person's identified with a little bit stronger skill set to go a little bit above that $800 estimate if needed.
Any questions? Thank you very much for that information. Item 30.